This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Honeybee behavior is influenced by the seasons and availability of flowering plants. To raise healthy and productive colonies, beekeepers must perform various tasks throughout the year. As part of the February K-State Garden Hour, Golden Prairie District Horticulture Agent Ryan Engel discussed standard beekeeping management practices and essential food sources for honeybees in Kansas.
I wanted to start by talking about this natural honeybee behavior, because honeybee behavior, it informs what we do as beekeepers, but that behavior is also really closely linked to the seasons. There are these kind of predictable patterns that we see. And there's a few things that influence that. Temperature, probably one of the major ones. So a honeybee hive in the winter is performing very differently than they are in the summer months. Of course, they collect and make that honey year-round to be able to live through the winter months, but largely in the winter, they're stuck inside their hives. They're regulating the temperature just to be able to survive. Precipitation does as well. Honeybees won't forage when it's raining, but I think precipitation, of course, is also linked to resource availability. When I say resource availability, I'm talking about flowers, floral availability. Because, of course, honeybees are collecting two things from these flowers, one being nectar, the other being pollen. So nectar is the primary source of carbohydrates in the colony. And this is really important when we talk about adult metabolism and adult behavior. So honeybees, they can fly pretty long distances, a mile or more, and flight is a pretty energetically expensive behavior. So honeybees, of course, are generalist pollinators. They utilize hundreds of different plants. I think that diversity in the honeybee diet is extremely important when we talk about health, longevity, and we, you know, as gardeners should continue planting all these different things to provide really pollinators in general with resources. And I wanted to start with our early flowering trees. So kind of the beginning of the beekeeping year, February to April, we have some really, really crucial pollen sources. So elms, Siberian elms are probably the first pollen source in the state of Kansas for most of our honeybees. I would say they bloom typically in my area late February. American elms will follow that by about a week or two. Maples, of course, are kind of falling in this time period as well. Maples do actually produce some nectar as well. So these aren't solely pollen-producing plants, but I think they are probably a more significant source of pollen than nectar. Again, willows, cottonwoods, traditionally wind-pollinated plants, but they produce a ton of pollen, and those honeybees definitely actively forage on them. Those are really kind of followed by our fruit trees. These are really important because these are probably in Kansas the first major source of nectar for our honeybees. And that kind of brings us to some of our most important plants that we see. Early summer legumes are probably our key honey producing plants throughout the entire state of Kansas. This is kind of our peak nectar flow, that May to maybe the first part of July, and these plants are making up a huge part of that. So yellow sweet clover and white sweet clover, they're absolutely huge resources for honeybees in the state of Kansas. Beekeepers can make entire honey crops just on these plants alone. I would go as far as to say that yellow sweet clover may be the most important honey plant in the state of Kansas. These are producing pollen as well, but they are kind of more known for nectar production and some of the honey that is produced from that as well. One other kind of broad class or category of plants that honeybees really seem to like are mints. And they don't really seem to discriminate much. I mean, they seem to love almost all mints. And it doesn't matter whether you're talking about bee balm or Monarda, some of your salvias, catmint. I'm sure we've all seen Russian sage that's just absolutely covered with every pollinator. The one unique thing about a lot of plants in this kind of broad category is they provide a sustained source of nectar for those bees. So some of them have pretty long or wide blooming windows. So this is a really nice resource when we talk about just a sustained resource throughout the course of the growing season.
That's Golden Prairie District Horticulture Agent Ryan Engel with information on standard beekeeping management practices. To listen to the full webinar, search for K-State Garden Hour and click on Most Recent Webinars. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.